Welcome to Healthy Lifestyles with Barbara Mendez on TribecaRadio.net. This is Barbara, and I'm a registered pharmacist and nutritionist in private practice in New York City. Thanks for tuning in. So we're coming up to the last days of summer with all of its parties and overindulgences, and this is a great time of year to start thinking about cleansing and detoxing the excesses of summer. So today we'll be talking a little bit about how you can go about the process of detoxification, and here to help me discuss this is Lisa Charles. Lisa is a dietitian and is active in holistic healthcare, specifically in applied kinesiology, chiropractic medicine, and nutrition. She is also currently the representative for Standard Process MediHerbs in New York City. So thank you, Lisa, for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you here. Since you're listening online, if you want to check out my website, you can check it out at www.lifestylenutrients.net. And if you'd like more information on Standard Process while you're listening to the show, because we will be talking about some Standard Process products throughout the show, you can go to their website at www.standardprocess.com. So how was your summer?
It was great.
Was it great?
Wonderful.
A little toxic or not so much?
This past weekend was a little toxic.
Yeah. Yeah. I just came back from Spain, which was a lot toxic. But it was great.
Spain. I wish I was there.
Yeah. So now, of course, I'm back and ready to detox a little bit. And I started doing a little bit of a detox cleanse, as I was telling you a little bit earlier. So just so people that are listening and may not realize, what are some of the causes of toxicity? Can you just let us know what some of the things that people are exposed to on a regular basis every single day that might lead to some toxicity in the body?
Okay, no problem. Well, I don't think you need to be an ecologist or an environmentalist to know, or a scientist to know, that today we do live in a pretty toxic environment. We're here in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. We had the aftermath of 9/11, which was supposed to be innocuous, mm-hmm. and we're finding out that it isn't so innocuous.
No.
People are having problems with their lungs. They're having problems with cancers that mm-hmm. they wouldn't have. And I think so it's pretty prevalent out there that we all know.
Especially down here in Tribeca, this area is really exposed to all those toxins. And in fact, the Scientology Center, you know, Scientologists,
yes.
they have a center down here where they're offering free detox protocols that last several months. They're very rigorous and intensive, but to offer to the firefighters and people who worked on the site. Yeah, because it was really bad down here. But continue, I'm sorry.
No, I think we need to address that, and I'm glad that you brought that up. I think that's a very important point for people, especially in this vicinity, to think of. Mm-hmm. But you'd be surprised. We have environmental toxins, which, of course, that 9/11 was about. And I'll just touch on that just a little bit in terms of environment. We do know that from here, and perhaps other parts of the country may not realize that they have the issue as well. But they're finding even in places like the North Pole that polar bears are dying from toxicity from eating seals, which are mostly fat, and toxins are stored in fat.
Right.
They're dying from the PCBs and the toxins and the hazardous waste.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the World Watch Institute of Vital Signs in 2002 found that there were 300 to 500 million tons of hazardous waste generated each year, amounting to about 23 to 38 pounds per person.
Wow.
That's huge.
That is huge.
So that's just our environment. That's just our air. That's just our environment. And we'll be talking a lot today about our food supply, mm-hmm. and that's huge as well.
Mm-hmm.
We really have a pretty poor diet today.
Yeah.
We don't eat too many things that are from the ground. And I think if you take a walk in a grocery store, a normal grocery store, and you start picking up packages, you'll realize that a lot of the stuff you read, you don't even know what it is.
Yeah, you can't pronounce it.
I mean, there's things that, and I'm not going to name product, but you can take certain things home and leave them in the sun outside in their packaging for 20 years. And when you open it up, it tastes exactly the same as
Twinkies.
It did. Yes.
Yeah,
they
hear
did
about
that study. That's a great study.
It's a great study.
I mean, my children want me to buy that stuff for them. And I say, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and everything contains high fructose corn syrup. So, I mean, if you look at any package, I like to tell people shop around the periphery of the supermarket. So like all the produce and the meat sections, whatever. And forget the middle aisles, because that's everything in the middle aisles is high fructose corn syrup. And I always tell people, try to avoid anything that has that in the first six ingredients, because if it's not in the first six ingredients, it probably doesn't contain it at all, you know, because that's just the number one killer.
Yep,
number
that
one.
And partially hydrogenated oils.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without it down in the enriched everything. I mean, it's enriched because there's no vitality to it.
Right.
They enrich it because they take out all the nutrients, which most people don't even realize.
Right. So that's packaged food. Now, you and I briefly had a conversation earlier about food that's actually grown in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But because the soil is so poor, it doesn't have any minerals, a lot of the food that people are consuming, even when they're attempting to eat in a healthy way, is not even great for them.
It's actually sad. Really, They've done studies, and what they found is that in the 1950s, the spinach that we ate, just I'll give you an example of one vegetable, had 65 times the amount of iron that it has in it today.
Wow.
65. So you'd have to eat 65 cups of spinach to equal a cup of spinach.
From back then.
From back then.
Wow.
Yes. And that's just one vegetable that's not fruit. And it's pretty much it's across the board.
Right.
And that's because our soil is depleted. And if our soil is depleted, we're not getting the minerals. The minerals are not activating the vitamins. So we're really nutritionally in a jam here.
Yeah.
We're not getting what we need. And I think it's actually kind of interesting that most people don't think, when we've all heard, oh, you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. But I don't think people really realize that. I mean, you're born with a certain amount of stores of things. And then if you don't have it, your whole every body process needs food, needs the vitamins, the minerals, the constituents, the nutrients that are in food in order to make everything happen in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get it if you don't have it?
I know.
When you start to go through puberty, where are you getting everything to produce the hormones that your body needs?
Right.
Why do you get PMS? PMS is actually a cause of toxicity.
It's
not just, I have my period now and I'm 14 years old and I have PMS and I'm nasty and I'm this and that. It's because your body has to go
Well, it's interesting that you say that about you are what you eat, because, you know, I see a lot of clients and they always want to be put on supplements. A lot of them want to be put on supplements. Some of them really don't. But many of them do. It's like, give me supplements, because they really don't want to change the way that they eat. They feel really challenged by that, you know, having to change their diet, being more mindful of including vegetables and fruits and things like that. So they'll just ask for supplements. It's like, it's not the same.
No.
You need to change your diet. Changing your diet, in my experience, and I'm sure you've seen this in your practice, you change your diet a little bit and the effects go a long way. Like, you make one little adjustment and that could repair three things in your body.
Without a doubt, right.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And I think that that's why I love the company that I work for, too, is because it complements that whole aspect. You got to eat. You definitely got to eat the foods.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we have whole food nutrition, which I think also makes a difference as well. Everything is there. Nature provides, like just like that old commercial, you can't fool Mother Nature. Remember that commercial from way back when? It's the truth. It's all there.
It's absolutely
It's on our earth to supply us with what we need. So you got to change your diet.
Yeah.
There is no quick fix. There are no miracle cures.
I know.
You don't get skinny overnight. You don't get healthy overnight. It's a process.
I know.
All
right. So environmental toxins, toxins in foods, and else?
There's a lot of them, actually.
I know.
There's drugs. I mean, we take recreational drugs. We take prescription medication.
Over the counter.
Over the counter. All of these things have to be processed by the liver.
Mm-hmm.
Our body's got to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting it in huge proportions. I mean, you talk to very young people, and people are on medications at a very young age. And we shared the experience that when you were a pharmacist, that when people would come in and they'd be on one medication, 3 years later they're on five.
Yeah.
Because one just exacerbates the other.
Yeah. Well, I'm still a pharmacist, but I just don't practice because of that reason. Like, I kept my license because I thought, well, I went through school.
Sure.
I just toss that away. But it's very frustrating because people start with one drug and in 3 years they're on five drugs and they're not better. They're fatter. They're eating worse than ever before. Their stress levels through the roof. And, you know, and I found with alternative medicine, people actually improve. Which was what motivated me to move in this direction.
Yeah.
So drugs are definitely out of control. There's I'm sure you read about this stuff, but camps now, like summer camps, have in the morning they have picnic tables lined up where kids line up to get their medication. That did not exist when I went to camp. And I went to camp in the 80s, I guess. Oh yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't even tell me
Ritalin,
this. Ritalin,
allergy medication, things like that. It's really sad.
I mean, I have a simple, stupid saying, and you're going to crack up at this, but nothing stands alone but the cheese. Remember that farmer in the Dell?
Yeah.
Like, you cannot do anything without there being repercussions.
Absolutely.
And if you think you can take a medication and that medication's just going to handle that particular area, you're kidding yourself.
Absolutely.
It affects everything. And our poor liver, which we'll be talking about the liver at some point here.
Yeah.
Our poor liver is just so overworked because it has a lot of detoxification to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the more drugs we take and the earlier we take them in life, the more that we're pushing that organ that has so much to do and is so vital for our health.
Right, and then leads to all these cancers and all these other things. So then there's the drugs. So environmental, food, drugs, alcohol certainly has to be on that list.
Alcohol, smoking, anything that we put in our bodies, absolutely. And we all participate. I told you I just participated in it this past weekend, and I feel the repercussions of that. So I'm going to go back to a little bit more, back to my purity of eating right and lessening that. Right. So you have to be aware of what your body is telling you and what you're feeling.
And like listen, yeah.
Yeah, I think most people don't realize that they feel like crap.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so we actually, quickly, that went so fast, we have to actually go to commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what some of the symptoms of liver toxicity are so that people that may not be aware, that may not be in the habit of listening to their body to see what's going on. You might give them some suggestions on or some ideas of what they should be looking for to see if they are toxic in any way. And we're also talking about the standard process detox. So You're listening to Healthy Lifestyles with Barbara Mendez on TribecaRadio.net. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Healthy Lifestyles with Barbara Mendez on TribecaRadio.net. This is Barbara, and I'm a registered pharmacist and nutritionist in private practice in New York City. Thanks for tuning in. So if you want to check out my website while you're listening to the show, please do so by logging on to www.lifestylenutrients.net. Today, I have the pleasure of talking to Lisa Charles. Lisa is a dietitian and is very active in the holistic healthcare. In fact, she is the representative for Standard Process MediHerb in New York City. And we're talking about detoxification because the change of season is always a good time to detox, get rid of some of the toxins of summer, which summer certainly seems to be the most toxic month, right? I mean, the most toxic season. Wouldn't you agree? I mean,
and
people
Christmas.
Partying. Yeah, that's true, too. I mean, with the barbecues and the drinking and
without
all that stuff,
doubt.
You know. I know that I indulged in some. But, you know, happily I did so. And now I'm back and ready to detox. So before we went to break, we talked about some of the causes of toxicity, which you mentioned are, you know, obvious things like the environmental toxins, foods that we eat. So if people are eating a lot of processed foods, they're getting a lot of toxins in that. But then people don't realize that medications that they might be taking, alcohol, you know, even if it's a social drink once in a while, it's still a toxin that affects the liver, has negative effects in the body. Smoking, anything like that can create toxicity in the body. So I wanted you to talk about a little bit, like for people who aren't mindful of changes in their body, they're not mindful of not of maybe like the bags under their eyes, meaning something specific. What are some of the symptoms of liver toxicity? What should they be looking for to know that they maybe need, it's time for them to cleanse?
Okay. Well, I'll address that in one second. I do want to say one thing, that we have natural mechanisms in our body to detox. We have organs of elimination, the liver, the lungs, the kidneys, the intestines, and the skin. Mm-hmm. However, as I said before, we're living in a very toxic environment, and our cup is full, and it's overflowing.
Right.
So that's why we do need to detoxify. Mm-hmm. So if we don't do that, well, we have issues with the body no longer eliminating anymore. So then you have your itis type conditions, which we hear so much about. And these are also part of the symptoms of liver toxicity.
So for people who don't know, itis means inflammation. So
itis
something
means
that ends in I-T-I-S is an inflammatory condition in the body.
Yes. I mean, how often do you hear, oh, I have arthritis, but my mother had arthritis.
Yeah.
You know, no, okay, you guys all have inflammation.
I love the accent. It's very Long Island.
Yeah. No, but you hear that all the time here in New York. It's just we talk about arthritis as if we, you know, pass the butter.
Right, right.
There's a reason your body is in an itis condition.
Absolutely.
It's because it's an inflammatory response. Why do you have that is the question you should always ask. Why do I have that?
Well, it's interesting because people don't realize that skin conditions are also a form of toxicity because, as you mentioned, the organs of detoxification, the liver, the kidney, the lungs, once the body can't process it through the organs, it starts to push out through the skin. So they'll get psoriasis or eczema or acne or whatever it is, and that's all toxicity.
Absolutely, absolutely. And other itises, colitis, gastritis. We have a lot of itises, and then I'll talk more about that, what other symptoms are. But then lastly, I'd like to just interject this, that when you go from that, you from there, the body cascades. Mm-hmm. And so eventually you get to the point where people are getting cancers. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, does it run in my family? And they're finding breast cancer, and they're finding that most people who have breast cancer, especially the young, it doesn't run in their family. Right. Well, it's not genetic, people. It's mutation. And mutation is oftentimes toxicity. Mm-hmm. So we have to really take a look at what it is that's causing this problem in our body. Why do we have it? It's a very simple question.
But even when something runs in a family, like another thing that runs in families is eating habits and lifestyle habits. Yep. So even just because cancer might run in the family, well, what other habits are running? What are the habits that might lead to cancer that run in a family? So it's not necessarily just genetics. Like you said, something sets off that mutation in the gene that creates the cancer. So what are you doing? Are you all smokers? Are you all drinkers? Are you all junk food eaters? Like, are you all sedentary? Like, what other things do you share in common?
Well, not only that, you also come from your mother. And if your mother's nutritionally depleted and she doesn't have anything to give to you, the body will always rob from Peter to pay Paul. Right. So when it gives birth, it gives the best of everything it has to the baby. But if it doesn't have it, you're coming in with depletion. Mm-hmm. So these are things to consider as well. So while you may consider that to be genetic, is it really genetic, or is it the fact that you just didn't have the stores that you need to in order to produce what you need to produce?
Right.
So it's all a vicious cycle.
Absolutely.
So other kinds of symptoms to know that, well, first of all, we have a toxicity questionnaire, and it's interesting when people do take it, they're astonished to find how toxic they really are. Mm-hmm. But some simple things like we don't think about, you're not supposed to be tired all the time. So many people are tired all the time. Mm-hmm. They have poor skin condition, like we talked about, the eczema, bags mm-hmm. underneath the mm-hmm. eyes, dark circles. Those are other indications of that. Mm-hmm. Allergies. Asthma. People are getting asthma at older ages now. Mm-hmm. Why? Why are you getting that?
Right. It's all in the GI. Like Michael Menand, the chiropractor that we're both friendly with, who does applied kinesiology, came on the air a few weeks ago, and we talked about how everything originates in the gut. So if there's inflammation there, it's going to radiate outwards. Hence, you get allergies, you get asthma, you get all these skin conditions. So it's all about repairing what's happening in the gut, which we're going to be talking about.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And the liver has to process all of that stuff. So that's why our livers are definitely overworked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, people with sleep disturbances, we don't think about that. We don't think about ADHD, ADD, so prevalent today. Constant illness, your body's inability to respond. It's just your body's inability to respond. We don't just all of a sudden have these germs that are all over the place and that we have to avoid by putting Lysol down on everything.
Right.
We really have to know, why are we getting sick all the time?
Right.
So these are all just important questions. And
even just simple constipation is a sign of toxicity.
Oh, my God.
And who isn't? I mean, what woman do you know that isn't slightly constipated? And almost every woman I see, not men so much. I don't know why. I think it's because of the testosterone maybe. is constipated. Has a serious problem with constipation.
If you're not going, you're not having one good, huge bowel movement per day. Nice one.
Not to be too graphic or anything.
We don't have to go into the specifics of it, but you should be having a nice bowel movement every single day, at least 1 to 3. When people are in our program, they have 1 to 3 bowel movements, and they're astonished at that. Mm-hmm. And when you ask people, as a dietitian, as a practitioner, do you go to the bathroom regularly? They say yes. And if you inquire further, it's once a week.
Yeah, because their doctor will tell them that, well, everybody's different and that could be normal for you. It's like, that's not normal on any scale.
No.
You know, that's not normal. So the program that Lisa's referring to when she says when people are on their program, it's the standard process detox protocol. So if you want to check out their website while you're listening to the show, please log on to www.standardprocess.com. All right, so what are some symptoms of liver toxicity? Because the liver is the thing that becomes the most burdened. So what are some of the things that people can look for so that they can understand that perhaps they could use this detox?
Well, it was pretty much everything that we just talked about. I think we addressed most of the things, the chronic fatigue, allergies, asthma, issues with digestion, constipation, skin problems, sleep disturbances. All of these things, when you're on the program, will be rectified. Mm-hmm. People, that's what we find, and that's why people get so excited about it, because all of these conditions that they pretty much never thought were related to liver toxicity are all addressed in the program when people start to feel better.
Okay.
So even weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of times people do the detox and they say that they're doing it because they want to detoxify. Really, they just want to lose weight.
Right.
And they do. Uh-huh. And they find that in other things that they've tried to do, they're not able to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And it's because the body just needs to take a rest first.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It needs to eliminate. The cup is too full. We've got to clear that out. We've got to give these organs a rest mm-hmm. so that the body can do what it's supposed to do.
Some other symptoms of liver toxicity that, you know, I kind of see from time to time are mostly in women. Any sort of cystic breasts.
Absolutely.
You know, breast health has to do with liver health. So breast cancer, all that. It's a direct relationship to what's happening in your liver. So if you have cystic breasts, this is something that would benefit you, this liver cleanse or this detox cleanse.
That's past toxicity. I mean, when we talked about itises and mm-hmm. toxicity, then itis, then mutation, that's you're getting closer to mutation in that portion.
Right. And also, this is a really strange one. Like something, the feeling there's a lump in the throat, even though there's nothing there. So that was something that I recently came across. I thought it was maybe a thyroid condition, somebody that I was seeing. And I looked into it further, and she had all the other symptoms of liver toxicity, like distended stomach, whatever,
bloating,
breast,
cramping,
everything.
Yeah.
And she had this feeling that there was a lump in her throat. But no, there was nothing there. Her thyroid's fine, nothing's no problems with that. And it was really from liver toxicity. So that's another really unusual one that I came across. But okay, so.
I just want to say one other thing, too. Like, if you watch the commercials on TV, you'll find things like the purple pill is so prevalent. It's because people mm-hmm. do have, that's another symptom of toxicity. They're just not able to digest. They're getting GERD. Why are they getting GERD?
Yeah.
I mean, there's 20-year-old people that are getting reflux.
I know. It's diet.
It's without a doubt. And these are all, if you look on TV and what's so prevalent, why we're having so many problems and why these medications are being on TV now, it's because we have so many issues and a lot of them stem back to toxicity.
Absolutely. All right. So tell us a little bit about the standard process detox protocol, the purification protocol. How does it address the toxicity in the body and what benefits can an individual expect once they begin and as they proceed?
Okay, well, it's basically taking the toxic load off the body, in a sense. What it's doing is giving all those organs of elimination an opportunity to drain that cup that's already full already.
Okay.
I like to kind of liken it to, just imagine that your liver is your superintendent of a building here in New York City, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we want to give that super a vacation, but not from his workload. What we want to do is we want to get all the tenants out of the building and give him an opportunity. Maybe he's going to get a massage. He's going to get some nice things done. But then he's also going to be able to clean up that building and do what he's supposed to do in order to make it run again.
Okay.
So
you know what, Lisa, hold that thought because we actually have to go to commercial break. So when we come back, we're going to talk in detail about the detoxification protocol by standard process. And we can talk about some of the benefits that people can expect when they're on it. So you're listening to Healthy Lifestyles with Barbara Mendez on TribecaRadio.net. My guest today is Lisa Charles. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Healthy Lifestyles with Barbara Mendez on TribecaRadio.net. Today, my guest is Lisa Charles. Lisa's a dietitian and is the representative for Standard Process MediHerb in New York City. Today, she and I are discussing detoxification. It's always a good thing to do is detox during the change of seasons, summer being one of the best ones, summer and Christmas, as Lisa pointed out. And we'll be talking a little bit about the Standard Process protocol and how it benefits you. So before we went to break, we mentioned some symptoms of liver toxicity, which are just like any inflammatory conditions in the body, skin conditions, also discoloration of the skin would be one, cystic breasts, things like that. And you were starting to tell us a little bit about the purification process. So tell us about the program and how people can expect to benefit from it.
Okay. Well, this program addresses, obviously, the livers of the organs of elimination, mm-hmm. specifically the liver, the kidney, and the bowel.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a very easy program to do, but you have to commit 3 weeks to this program.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be there's going to be some lifestyle changes, and you have to make that commitment to do so. So first thing you have to do, I think, is know that your diet is not going to be the same for this period of time. The first 3 days of this program, people don't feel so great.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting out of their normal lifestyle. They're eating foods that are different. They're drinking drinks that are different. They're detoxifying. We're pushing and enhancing the detoxification process. So in doing so, your body starts to dump that load. Where that cup is full, it's starting to dump that load. So
the cup runneth over.
Oh, yes. And they don't feel so great for 3 days. And so that's a big thing, is that the first 3 days are the hardest. Mm-hmm. They have to make that commitment for 3 weeks. They have to look at their calendar and say, okay, do I have 3 weeks to allow this change to occur? It's a habit. Our bad habits are habits.
Yeah.
And so now we have to think about making some good habits. So we have to dedicate that 3 weeks and make that commitment. And I think anybody can do anything for 3 weeks.
You know, and I got to tell you, because it's, I think there's food involved at some point, you know, like you can, there is an inclusion of some fish, which you'll talk about more in vegetables. I think that it's a very doable diet, because even if you have dinner plans with somebody, you can go to any restaurant and get a piece of grilled fish and some vegetables and have a meal with people and not feel like you have to isolate yourself for 3 weeks.
Okay.
It's not like that at all.
Absolutely. And what this is we have an optimal program and we have a modified program. I pretty much just want to talk about the optimal program,
sure,
because I think people can do the modified program later.
Okay.
But our optimal program involves 4 different products that we have.
Mm-hmm.
The first of which is a smoothie drink that you drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's made of a bunch of different herbs and whole food nutrition, because that's what our company is about, is whole food nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
You drink this drink and you also take these nutrients that go with it. There's 3 different types of nutrients, 2 for the first week, and then the last 2 weeks, you're taking 2 other products with that, along with taking the smoothie. So let me give you a sample day and a sample diet, so you have a better understanding of what that means and why we're doing it. In the morning, just say you wake up, you drink your smoothie drink that you make up yourself. We don't add flavorings. We don't add anything to it. So it's a concentrated, it's herbs as well as whole food nutrition in a powdered form.
Mm-hmm.
Put that in a blender with organic. We always try to stick to everything organic. The reason being that the less the liver has to detoxify. So if it's not organic, it's going to have to detoxify. The better it is for the body,
the more benefits you're going to receive. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is we want to have anything as organic as possible. So we take 2 scoops of this, of the smoothie drink.
Mm-hmm.
We add that with some flax oil that you want to make sure it's organic or as close to organic as fresh flax oil. You want to put it in a small container in the refrigerator, because flax turns into linseed oil very quickly, making it useless.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and toxic.
And toxic, exactly. Mm-hmm. That with some frozen organic fruit and maybe even a half a banana in there to kind of make it frothy.
Mm-hmm.
Drink that drink and you're taking...
With water. Yeah, you have to put water.
Yes,
in.
Very important point. And another thing I'd like to say, because we seem to be going so quickly here, and I think I'm rushing to so we can get through the whole thing, but you want to drink a ton of water with this.
Yeah.
You want to drink at least 64 ounces to 100 ounces of water with this detoxification program, because we need that anyway, but we need it even more so when we're detoxifying.
Yeah.
Flush that stuff right out
the
of
water,
your body.
And also, I mean, not only does the water flush the toxins, but in my experience with the cleanse, because I do the cleanse for my clients, is that it helps them lose weight. So that's a great motivation to get them to drink water, because a lot of people don't like to, but I'll say you lose more weight with it. And they're like, all righty then.
<That's>
drink
amazing.
More water. So
It's the number one deficiency is not enough water, and other things mixed with water are not water.
Right. No, of course.
Okay.
All right. So you have your smoothie drink. It's the protein powder.
Right.
Which is whey protein, soy protein. It's got these herbs and all these great nutrients in it. You take that with some fruit, organic fruit, flaxseed oil, and water in a blender, and that's your breakfast.
That's our breakfast, and you're going to be taking that with 2 different nutrients. One product that's called SP Cleanse that you're going to be taking for the first week only, and that's basically going to detoxify all the organs as well, also made up of herbs and nutrients. You're going to be taking that as well as a fiber product. And our fiber product is a combination of many different types of fibers, again, so that the large intestine is evacuating all of these toxins, but it's also pulling them from the intestinal wall, as well as coating and helping the mucus in the intestinal wall.
So it's like an intestinal broom.
Yes, it's a cleanser.
Fiber.
It's truly a cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking that, you're doing this 3 times a day, though. So you're taking this drink, you're doing this breakfast, lunch. After, what I suggest people do is they do it for breakfast, then they go to work. They have a huge salad, because you'll see with this program, it's mostly vegetables and fruits. Twice as many vegetables as fruits.
Mm-hmm.
Organic, of course, as we talked about before. So you just say they have a big, huge salad at lunchtime with a ton of different vegetables in there. When you read our pamphlet, it does say no salad dressings are allowed. Most practitioners allow salad dressings. You would use something like olive oil, flax oil, and lemon juice.
Right.
Those are perfectly fine on this program. Have that. If you're hungry at some point during the day, you can have an apple. That's totally fine as well. Come home, while you're making your dinner, which is basically a repeat of lunch, mm-hmm. you're going to be making another drink. So this mm-hmm. way, when you drink that smoothie again, you take those pills, you're kind of filling yourself up mm-hmm. and you're getting all those nutrients that you need to in order to, again, detoxify those organs. Then in the then you're having another salad or steamed vegetables. So you're either going with the vegetables lightly steamed mm-hmm. or you're having this big salad, but you're having a ton of raw vegetables. We don't introduce protein until day 11. Mm-hmm. And if you're finding that you're losing too much weight or you're just not grounded, you're going to kill somebody by day 5, that's okay. Again, we're going to go with organic meat, mm-hmm. organic chicken, or fresh fish, not farmed fish, mm-hmm. fresh wild-caught fish.
Okay.
The size of your palm is about 3 ounces, and mm-hmm. that's plenty mm-hmm. for you to have, or organic eggs, not all the way cooked, like hard-boiled, but maybe not all the way hard-boiled, uh-huh. so it's really hard.
Not overcooked.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's pretty much a typical day. And again, in the evening, you're going to have that third shake. Mm-hmm. If some people find that after dinner they don't even want that third shake, that's fine. Make sure you have at least 2 shakes per day. However, in the evening, you still have to take those nutrients.
Right.
Because you're taking in the first week 30 pills per day, 10, 10, and 10.
Right.
And then the second and third week, you're adding another nutrient in there. That first thing called SP Cleanse, you're not going to be taking that anymore. You're going to be taking a different product called Green Food, mm-hmm. which I recommend anybody who does not eat vegetables, which is a compilation of what this really is just a bunch of different mm-hmm. cruciferous type vegetables, mm-hmm. continue taking this product or start taking this product. It's a fantastic product. Mm-hmm. And that's actually more so for the liver. It's going to help phase 1 and phase 2 detoxification of the liver,
okay.
which is something we normally do. But again, in our overworked liver, we're not doing it well anymore. Mm-hmm. Huge vital portion of this detoxification program is that you do work that liver.
Right.
That's why the longevity is so necessary.
You know, I do this, like I mentioned, with my clients, and I find that when I ask them to do the 3 shakes a day, for many people, that's enough food. Like, a lot of people will tell me, I really don't want salad between my shakes. I don't really want vegetables for dinner. Like, the shakes are enough food for them. So I encourage them to have some sort of vegetable because that helps with the detox. Like, I'll ask them to have a salad or whatever. But what are your thoughts on that? Like, what do you tell people that just feel totally satisfied with the 3 shakes a day and the supplements? They don't need anything beyond that.
I tell them to eat. And the reason is because you got to keep that GI tract
right.
working. You really do. You have to keep the peristaltic, the pushing down action going on. Mm-hmm. So do eat the vegetables. You need the fiber. You need the nutrients that are included mm-hmm. in there. They just help and enhance detoxification. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to go to town, but anybody can throw in a salad
yeah.
Or take a bunch of cut up vegetables and bring that with them to work, or have an apple during the day. I don't think that's too much to ask.
No, I agree with you. I don't think it is either.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
Okay. So they take the 3 shakes a day. They have, so it's the 3 shakes a day with vegetables in between. I tell people the same thing. You're getting plenty of fruit in the shake. So try to, when you want to satisfy your hunger, like, and have vegetables, try to stick with the vegetables between the shakes. Try not to eat too much fruit, because the fruit can trigger an appetite and can slow the weight loss process too.
Absolutely.
Because there's sugar in the fruit. So I'll encourage them to eat lots of vegetables, plenty of water, the supplements. So you get the SP Cleanse, 7 pills a day, 7 pills 3 times a day the first week, and then
right.
you switch over with the fiber tablets, and then you switch over to the green food the last 2 weeks of the cleanse. On day 11, you start protein, which is fish. I usually tell people to stick with fish. Like, I tell them not to get beef or chicken, like, until the cleanse is over, and I'll have them just stick with the fish through the duration of the cleanse.
I pretty much do with people whatever they can do, because I want them to be on it for 3 weeks.
Right.
I also want them to reevaluate their food as well. So if this is going to be, if they're not a fish person, they're not going to be one afterwards.
Right.
I don't want them to be on fish, because they're going to have a problem sticking to a good program. Because really what you want to do is, when the 3 weeks are over, you want to change some bad habits into good habits.
Absolutely. Like, if I have somebody that hates fish, I'll absolutely tell them to eat chicken, make sure it's organic. But I do, like, as much as I can, have them to stick to fish. All right. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what foods you can have in between and after day 11, and then what to expect after the cleanse is over. So you're listening to Healthy Lifestyles with Barbara Mendez on TribecaRadio.net. My guest today is Lisa Charles, representative for Standard Process MediUrb in New York City. We're talking about detoxification. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Healthy Lifestyles with Barbara Mendez on TribecaRadio.net. This is Barbara, and I'm a registered pharmacist and nutritionist in private practice in New York City. Today, I'm talking to Lisa Charles, who is a dietitian and the representative for Standard Process MediHerb in New York City, and we're talking about detoxification, specifically Standard Process's detoxification. So it's a protocol of nutrients. It involves taking 3 shakes a day. This is what we were talking about before the break. 3 protein shakes a day with several supplements that you alternate between the first week and second and third week, and certain foods that you eat. So it's important to have the foods, as Lisa mentioned, it's important to eat the vegetables between the shakes. So your 3 shakes are your main source of protein, but for the first 11 days. But it's important to eat the vegetables, the salads, all of that, because that acts like an intestinal broom and it helps push the toxins out of your system. All right, so what should people expect once the 21 days are over? What do they, what are the benefits that they can expect to see from having done this cleanse?
Well, one of the benefits that they're going to see is that, well, first of all, their insides are going to be so happy. And yeah. People don't really care about that unless their outsides are showing that.
Right.
So externally speaking, superficially speaking, but also too in terms of how you act and feel and look, you're going to see huge differences. One of the biggest ones that people, of course, care about is weight. People
yeah.
lose weight. Men typically lose from 9 to 20 pounds. Women usually lose from 6 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
It varies from person to person. And interestingly enough, it's pretty homeostatic. I find that people who are thin don't really lose weight. And that's
right.
good. That's
right.
good because it's a balancing for the body.
Mm-hmm.
People lose weight. Their energy increases. Their mental acuity changes. They find that they're so alert, they can remember things they couldn't remember, because poor memory is actually a form of toxicity.
Sure.
So women especially find that, especially with hormones being balanced because of this, that their memory changes, and they're thrilled about that. That's a big issue, especially with kids. I know that one.
Well, also they're giving up sugar, and sugar
yes.
creates a lot of fogginess in the brain.
With
so when you come off of that, even if you weren't a cleanse, just to come off of sugar, it changes your mental clarity tremendously. And back to the superficial benefits, I have to tell you, the first thing people respond, in my experience, the first thing that they say is
Your skin.
Oh,
I love that too. Like,
everybody,
you
look younger.
Yes, I like
which,
that.
Which, you know, after 40, younger is as important as how much you weigh.
You know that. Anybody over 40
yeah.
could just
yeah.
hone in on that one.
So they do look younger, and your skin, the quality and the tone of your skin definitely changes.
Without a doubt.
For
people
sure.
used to ask me too when I was walking around, because I work for Standard Process. I mm-hmm. talk about the program.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, and they're like, wow, your skin looks wonderful. And
yeah.
it really, I'm telling you, your skin looks amazing, doesn't it?
It's the SP cleanse, because of all that burdock and dandelion. It's just pulling toxins out of your system, and it totally reflected in the face. Okay, so greater mental clarity. I have a few people who've told me, you know, I got to all those piles of work that I was just putting off. I never wanted to do. I just plowed through it. I was doing the cleanse because it just frees up a lot of energy for them.
It does. And people sleep better. That's another huge one. Is sleep disturbances
yeah.
are changed or rectified altogether.
Yeah.
And that's a big one. Energy is huge as well, because I think most people go to the doctor because they're just tired.
Right.
And when they find with this, once they've gotten over those 3 days, they actually find by day 4 and 5, their energy is fantastic. So forget about it when they're done at 21 days. They're lighter, they're vibrant,
mm-hmm.
they feel good. It's great to feel good again.
Oh, absolutely. I have a question that we didn't talk about earlier, because this is a big thing that people want to know about when they're starting to do a cleanse. Of course, they can't have obvious things like alcohol. They shouldn't be smoking. They shouldn't be taking drugs unless it's their prescription medication. You can't tell somebody not to take that.
Right.
Coffee is a big one for people. Like, they just, the idea of giving up coffee. So what do you, I know that's part of it. You have to give it up. Do you give anybody any suggestions on how to make that easier?
Yes, I do, actually, because I love coffee. I've loved mm-hmm. coffee since I'm a child,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's a really hard thing to give up.
Mm-hmm.
You can replace it with green tea,
mm-hmm.
even though green tea does have caffeine in it. It's just such a small amount, and it's so medicinal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also thermogenic, which means it helps to burn fat.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggest people do that, but there's an herb that I love that we have, and it's called rhodiola ginseng.
I recommend that all
Oh
the
my
time.
God, I'm addicted to that stuff.
I love
it's great
that stuff.
And I recommend people get off coffee about a week before the cleanse, mm-hmm. and they start to take the rhodiola, because then when they start the cleanse and they're detoxifying, it makes the detoxification process easier on them, and they don't have the same symptomology. So I get them off that, I put them on the rhodiola, and if they have sugar cravings, I put them on Gymnema.
Okay, well, it's funny because I'm glad that you said that, because I always tell people, especially somebody who's a heavy coffee drinker, I'll say, you know what, for the first week, do green tea, and then after that, phase that out as well. Green tea or even white tea, which I think has even less caffeine than green tea. So just something to prevent the headaches, like those massive coffee withdrawal headaches.
Yes.
And just to make it a little bit easier, because they're more likely to stick with it if they're just a little bit more comfortable. You know, the headaches are just transient, you know, and mild, as opposed to this debilitating, you know.
And start on a Friday. Don't start on Monday's work day.
That's a good idea. You know, it depends. It depends on the personality, because having nothing to do, like if your weekends are low energy times, like if you don't plan a lot on the weekends, then you become obsessed with the thoughts of you're not eating. So it's good to be busy, you know. So it depends, I think, but you do have those headaches and things like that, so it is a good idea to just be home relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So after the 21 days are over, they're feeling great, their skin looks good, they've lost weight, they've kicked their coffee habit, which I have to tell you, recently I had a guy who did it who drank a lot of coffee, and when he came in for his follow-up, he's like, I'm not going back to coffee because I realize I have more energy now than I did when I was drinking coffee, mm-hmm. which is great because it's a great way to break habits. So they're feeling good, and they want to maintain the benefits of what they've just done. What do you recommend as like a transition?
Well, what I recommend is that they continue with the shake and the green food. Mm-hmm. And in the cleanse, even like you said, the cleanse, continue with the cleanse if you want to, the SP cleanse. Even the fiber, you could continue with a lot of it if you really wanted to. Mm-hmm. And then just start adding in more foods. Interestingly enough, when you start to add in foods, you'll see that certain foods affect you, and then you'll want to stay away from those foods. You'll realize that you have a sugary product after this detoxification program is over. You'll realize just how bad you feel. You'll have the drop and you'll have the fall.
Yeah.
And you'll realize like that processed foods, alcohol, these things really do bother you. The first time you have a cup of coffee after being off the cleanse,
you'll be wired.
Wired and you can't even function. So just to think about what it does to you on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And I think what's nice about it is because you've had those 3 weeks now, you start to really get in touch with your body. I think it's a great catharsis. I know the last time I did it, I used it also as an emotional catharsis as well. You're just clear. You're free. You've got something you can concentrate a little bit about your being. Mm-hmm. And I also want to say it changes habits. Mm-hmm. You want to change those bad habits and turn them into good habits. And I heard a saying, and I think it's a really good one, that bad habits are easy to make and hard to live with. Good habits are hard to make and easy to live with. So I think people should use this time to make good habits that are easy to live with, so that you never have to do something or have something drastically done to you to realize just how important your health is.
Which is so true. And I think people don't look at it that way, but it's so true. You know, it's interesting because when I have people that do the cleanse, they inevitably, every single one of them, you know, can I do these shakes in the morning? Can I continue to do that for breakfast? It's so easy and I really like them or whatever. And it's like, absolutely. And about the SP cleanse being so effective as a detox, I just wanted to mention this one story that I had mentioned to you earlier. I had a client who did the cleanse who had breast cancer at 33. And she's now 43, I believe. And she, once you have had breast cancer has spread to the lymph nodes and they remove those lymph nodes, that arm that's been affected is usually very inflamed. So when she came to see me, her left arm was about 3 times the size of her right, and her hand as well. So it almost looked like a fake hand. And I noticed that right away. And I said, well, let's do the cleanse and let's see what happens. When she came back 3 weeks later after doing the cleanse, and this was specifically the SP cleanse, the pills that did this, that had this benefit, her hands were exactly the same size. So I have kept her on the SP cleanse because all that burdock, that dandelion, mm-hmm. that yellow dock is really pulling toxins out of the lymphatic system and really helping her with keeping that. You know, aesthetically, she wants to look good. She's still a young woman. She wants to look, and she does look good. She doesn't want that one hand to be bigger than than the other one. So it's a really beneficial cleanse. I mean,
it's powerful,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, it really is. It helps to break addictions, any sort of habits that you have. It's a really great way to move away from those habits because habits have a way of binding up our emotions. emotional energy.
Mm-hmm.
We put a lot of emotions into maintaining them and then trying to avoid them. So on the one hand, you're sucking it all in. On the other hand, you're resenting it because you're sucking it all in. And it takes up a lot of energy that you could be using, as you said, to focus on your being and other beneficial things that you could be doing with your life, like maybe a new career or a better relationship or whatever.
Right.
And if you're focused on food and you're focused on drinking and focused on smoking, whatever it is, you are too wrapped up in your addictions to be able to see anything beyond that. So it's a really wonderful way to just kind of reinvigorate yourself, get a new lease on life, start again, refocus on your priorities, and get clear. So it's a really wonderful thing.
You're getting me excited to do it again.
Oh, good. Well, I offer this cleanse in Manhattan. So if you live in the city or in the surrounding boroughs and you're interested in doing this cleanse, please check out my website at www.lifestylenutrients.net. For people who are outside of the city and want to look up find a practitioner that can help guide them through this process, they should look at the Standard Process website.
Yes,
no? Okay,
absolutely.
So that's www.standardprocess.com. You should know that Standard Process products are only available through practitioners and doctors and things like that. So nutritionists, doctors, chiropractors, you cannot buy them over the counter. So you do need the guidance of a licensed practitioner to help you through the process. So do look up their website. So thank you, Lisa, for being on the air with me today.
It was so much fun.
You'll have to come back. We'll do a whole show on Standard Process, and maybe we'll focus on a different health concern or something like that.
That's great. Thank you.
So again, their website is www.standardprocess.com. My website is www.lifestylenutrients.net. I'm located on East 79th Street in New York City. Please check out my website. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to give me a call. Thanks for listening to Healthy Lifestyles with Barbara Mendez on TribecaRadio.net. Please tune in next week for another show on how to live a healthy life. Take care.